I'm wearing my woolly socks and shirt, and this is how we do it here in Finland. This is how we survive. Kädessä. Okay. Warmly welcome is a bit. Well, it's quite warm inside here, but in our hearts we say you're warmly welcome to Jyväskylä and to Finland and to stay in our apartments. My name is Tiia Matilainen. I come from KOAS, and this is.
My name is Anni Pajari. I work as a community manager at Soihtu Housing.
Okay, let's start. We have some slides to tell you some mostly practical things concerning living in student apartments. And then if you have any questions, just raise your hand and we will try to help you out whatever problem you have. And first of all, this is a KOAS accommodation office. It's located in Kauppakatu 11. It's just towards the town center on the left-hand side. And we are open on weekdays from 12 to 3 p.m. and the phone is open at the same time. But you can also reach us by email. It's anytime you have some problem, you can write us a message. And later on, we will talk about a forward report that you can also fill in at any time. And you can find a forward report from our web pages on the online services. This is good to go and check out what you can find from here. And also under the tenants, you can find the guidebook for our tenants. So there is also a lot of useful information.
And all exchange students who are living at Soihtu are located in the Korte-Pohja student village. So you're all kind of in the same area. And Soihtu Housing Service Point is located about 300 meters from the student village. The service point is open only for a few hours in a week, but we will answer emails and phone every day. And the easiest way to contact Soihtu is to use all online services we have. We have a tenants page, which you can use, for example, to check your rent payment situation. We have an electronic maintenance request to contact maintenance. Then we have an online reserving system where you can reserve all kinds of common spaces in the village, or book sauna turns, laundry turns, and so on. So you can do almost everything online when living at Soihtu.
Okay, about the tenancy agreement and rent payment. In Finland, we pay the rent once a month, and you have all received your payment slip. So there is your personal reference number, which will work if you pay from a Finnish account. If you pay from abroad, and make a bank transfer, remember to mention your name there, especially if it's not your account where the money is coming from. Otherwise, we have no idea whose rent it is. So if your mum or aunt, your uncle or someone is paying the rent for you, remind them to write your name there so we know whose rent it is. Also, the transfer maid is in use both in KOAS and Soihtu. And the what else is there? About the checklist online. When you move in, you have a right as a tenant to give your opinion, what is the shape of the apartment? So you have also in Soihtu, the message come from a system called FIMEX. There is a form you should fill in. So this is kind of a statement to us. What was the shape of the apartment when you moved in? If there is something urgent, that's something that should be fixed, then you fill in the forward report separately.
I would like to remind about the rent. Please remember to pay also the furniture fee if you're an exchange student with the rent. We sometimes have situations that exchange students pay their rents regularly, but they forgot to add the furniture fee to the rent. So you should pay all those at the same time. And it's easier and more convenient for you. You can also pay multiple rents at the same time. That's fine. And at Soihtu, we will have a rent increase in March. So please note that and remember to pay a little bit higher rent from March onwards. Do you have rent increase in March?
No,
No.
we
Okay.
already did it before they arrived, so they have no idea if
Okay, so
it's
it
done.
is, yeah, it will not soitu, yeah.
Okay, and the payment, as Anni said, if you have the certain amount of money for rent in your account already, and if it all every month costs you something when you transfer the money, it's as Anni said, if it's more convenient for you, you can pay them all like at once as one payment. We will take good care of the money and it will always cover your rent. So if it's cheaper for you and more convenient, you're more than welcome to do so. Internet in course. If you are living in rooms which are for exchange students, you should also already have there the router and the internet is open. In case we have here any degree students who might live in studios or family flats, then you have to open the net connection by registration to Telia. But there are the instructions. But I think most of you are exchange students, so you have already the internet open there.
And internet at Soihtu, if you are an exchange student and living in a furnished apartment, you will have a Wi-Fi in your apartment. So that's pretty convenient. But if you are renting an unfurnished apartment and want to use multiple devices at the same time, you will need to buy or rent a router. And in the student village, we have this central building called Rentukka. I don't know, you probably haven't had time to get to know Rentukka yet, but it's the central building where we have a student restaurant and common spaces, learning areas, and there you can use Wi-Fi for free. And if you have any troubles with the internet, there is the address you can contact. It's like this fault form you can fill in, and it will go to the IT support.
About maintenance, we both have service companies to take care of the areas and the buildings. And if you, for example, lock yourself out, and I hope you have noticed that there is a lock on the door of your room. So it always happens, even if we send this welcome letter before people move in. There, we have mentioned there that the to remind you that those doors will lock. Always there is someone who goes to the shower in the first morning and slam the door. And guess where the key is? It's inside the room. So then they have two options. Take a towel and come to the city center to pick up a spare key or call the service company. And that will cost you something. So always remember, if you are inside the room, you can adjust the lock so that it will not lock. Keep the key in your pocket when you try it, when it's locked and when it's not. But then if you go for a vacation for like 1 week away or something, then it's good to lock the door when you are away. Take the number of the service company, the number where they are on call 24/7. So if you come back home during the night and then you suddenly notice that you don't have your key, you can call that number any time of the day. Even at night time, and they will come to open the door. It is on the sticker on the front door of the building. If there is no such a front door, you can find it from our web pages, the specific service company that will serve your area.
And yes, and the same thing when living at Soihtu, only that we have the one service number, so you can it doesn't matter where you live at Soihtu, it's the same number where you need to call.
And about this price of the door opening, it varies from service company to another. And I don't know exactly if they have made any increases now because everything is more expensive nowadays during the end of the year, the change of the year. So it might be a bit different than this, but this is what it was last year. Okay, now if you have any issues with your apartment, you can make a fault report to KOAS or to Soihtu online. It's better to fill in this form than send email to the office because we will only read it during the next day and then it will go further. If you fill it in straight to the service company, they will have it already in the morning. Smoke alarms in each apartment in KOAS, you have a smoke alarm, and it's actually the tenant's responsibility to buy new batteries. But if it starts to give you this annoying sound and you can't open it yourself and change the battery, then make the fault report for the service company. And so do you have maybe you can explain this one.
Depending on the building, there is either a fire alarm or a fire detector. And if both are, you don't have to like worry about those. If they are not working, you can just contact the maintenance company. But please check the instructions on your tenant's page, because if the fire detector, if you give like a false alarm, if you are making food or cooking, there is a way to like stop the alarm. So please read the instructions beforehand on your tenant's page.
Okay, and then pests, those nasty extra tenants you might have in your flats. We don't normally have them, but in case you find something in your flat that doesn't belong there, make a fault report right away or contact the housing office because we want to take care of the problem right away before it spreads around. We are not going to ask who brought them in there or anything like that. But to minimize the cost and the damage or the harm for the people, it's good to let us know immediately. There is this thing called silverfish that lives in the sewers of Jyväskylä. It's something that we can't get rid of totally. So if you go to the bathroom during the nighttime, put the lights on, it might be that you see the little things go around there. They are not dangerous. It's nothing to worry about. But if you start to see them in your kitchen, for example, maybe then you want to inform us, so we will try to get rid of them there. But it's if you keep the kitchen neat and clean and stuff like that, they shouldn't be there. But sometimes they are up there as well. But it's not dangerous. It's not going to bite you. It will just eat the stuff that it's in the sewer system. Not so nice, but we've lived them with them, so you will manage. But anything else, inform us immediately. With no fear, we are not going to blame you or anyone else in the flat, but we just want to take care of the problem.
I'm not sure. Did we mention about the apartment card? It's
Yes,
here
we just
again.
did.
About that, you need to fill it. When you live, it's valid for 1 month, I think, and after that, the
Yeah.
apartment card closes. So please, fill the apartment card within the first month you are living in your apartment. So that's one thing I want to remind.
We are stuck.
We are stuck.
Okay.
The
You have it on your email from this system called FIMEX. There is a link, and it will open you the card, and you will then check the apartment and click and write down if there is some scratches or something like that.
Okay, and then about recycling, and I think both Coas and Soist, we have a each location we have a separate containers for paper, glass, metal, organic waste cartons, plastic, and then well, that's when living at Soist, I think the nearest place is the Länsiväylä K Market, where you can find the places for batteries and electric appliances and textiles. So please take care of recycling properly. It can be a bit difficult in small apartments to find places for all of these. But maybe you can use your imagination and find places for all these.
It's a chance to be creative, how you can sort it out. And every container should have this information in English. Sometimes if they change the containers, it might be that we get a container with the wrong information so that there's not everything in English. So then you can report us right away because there should be in English in each container the instructions what you can put in this one. Energy saving. The temperature in the flat is set to 21. Now it feels quite warm when you go in and it's 21 because it's minus 25 or what is outside. But this is the temperature we normally have in our apartments in Finland. If you want to change the air in the room, we have these small windows that you can open for a short while and then you close it properly. Never ever leave the window open. Of course, then in springtime when it's very, very warm, you can leave the small window open. But the big windows we only open if you want to wash them. But those are something you never leave open because the wind will trap them and smash them, and then it will be expensive and messy. So only open the big windows if you want to wash them. But to change the air in your apartment, open the small window. And this weather only max like 5 minutes and then close it. And you might feel the air coming in those vents, but it's very important for you to get the fresh air from outside, even if it might feel like a bit strange at the moment that the cold air comes in. But if the building and the apartment will not get this fresh air from this hose where it's meant to have it, it will take it from some other place. For example, from your toilet, and this is not so nice smell when it comes from there. So let the air come from where it's supposed to come in so that there won't be this annoying problem. And if you open the door of your apartment, and if it's difficult, then you know that your apartment it's not getting enough air. And if you can't solve it yourself, you can make a fault report. They can come to check that everything is in order in your apartment. And don't cover the radiators, and especially the thermostat, which is the thing that sniffs the air and will tell to the radiator if it's warm enough in your apartment or not. If there's something in front of the, well, we don't have them here visible, the thermostat is covered with something. The air close to the thermostat will be warmer than in your room. And then it will not have the information to tell to the radiator that, oh, we need to heat up the room. So keep that area open in front of the radiator and in front of the thermostat. And this is where the damage report should be done immediately. And then if there is something more urgent, what would be? Water is coming like this or something like really, really serious, your window is broken, or then you can call to the maintenance right away at any hour of the so that the bigger damage cannot be done.
Okay, and laundry and sauna. When living in Goas and also at Soihtu, the laundry and common sauna turns are included to your rent. If you want to book your own sauna turn, it will cost a few euros at the month. You can also reserve your own parking space with extra fee. And we both have online reservation systems you can use to make those bookings. And on the online system, there are also that's the place where you book all the common areas. If you want to book like meeting rooms or study spaces or anything, you can just log in and reserve it from there. And all the common sauna turns at Soihtu, we have like the schedule on our website. And Goas, I think you need to book log in
Yeah,
on the
you
booking
can see it
system.
from when you go to guest booking, you can see your own locations, common sauna turns there on the sauna reservation system. So you can see from there when you can go and where. And in course, you can buy credits to use the sauna. You don't have your own turn like every week at the same time. You can book like for if you buy like 10 credits, then you have 10 sauna times that you can book when the sauna is free. But if you buy these credits, remember to use them before you go because we are not going to return money from them. So when you have bought it, you have to spend them.
Okay, that was a good point because at Soihtu we have a maybe more traditional system. You can just book your own sauna turn and you will have it until you cancel it or move out. So that's a bit different system.
And anyway, get to know the reservation system. What can you use there? There might be in different locations in Kors. It's a bit different system because in Soihtu they have it all in one package in the student village. But in Kors you have different kind of systems in different kind of locations. There might be a gym. There might be common room you can book, a study place. We also have the meeting room in center that if you want to do this group work or something, you can book that. So get to know so that you don't miss anything that you have available there.
Okay, and then a few points about the safer community. Well, the first thing is that the smoking is not allowed indoors, also not on the balconies. It's forbidden in the terms of the tenancy agreement, and this was a pretty big problem at Soihtu last autumn. I don't know why, but we actually had to give some warnings to the tenants because they kept smoking inside. And the neighbors will know and contact us. So please, I know it's frustrating to go outside on this weather, but it's not allowed to smoke inside the building or on the balconies. And the silence hours are at Soihtu are from 11 to 7 a.m. And I think, do you have the same silence hours?
Yeah, during the week, it's already at the silence starts at 10 p.m. But ish. But you know that when other people are sleeping, you don't make noise, so it's a common sense thing.
Yes, so please respect those silence hours and make sure that also if you have guests, they also follow the silence hours. If there is disturbance in your building, we usually advise to try to go and talk to the neighbor first because sometimes the neighbors don't know that they are causing disturbance to the neighbors and that can solve the situation. If it doesn't help, you can call the guard, or in a serious situation, you can call straight to the police. And if you need to contact the police, please also let the landlord know because the police won't inform us about their visits if they come. And then, well, we already talked about the recycling, but please don't leave any garbages on the hallways of the buildings. And in every building, there is a garbage collection point very near, so please take care of those. And exchange students, you are probably have moved in with your new roommates, so the first thing to do, you just sit down and discuss about rules in your own apartment, schedule the cleaning with your flatmates.
This is extremely important then when someone is moving out, for example, before the other students in from the same apartment. When the serviceman comes to check the apartment, then every common area also should be clean and tidy. So if someone is moving earlier, arrange together or discuss how you're going to make the cleaning.
And yes, and when living at Soihtu, we don't offer a home insurance. Do you know? So we strongly recommend to take
Yeah,
that.
it might be that you have a insurance from home that will cover this. It means that, for example, if there is some accident or water leak or something, and for example, your laptop will get damaged, so then you will get a refund from your home insurance, or you will cause some problem to the apartment, then you will get something from the home insurance. We will have a insurance in the real estate, but it will not cover anything that happens to your personal belongings.
Yes, and about the thermostats, we kind of talked about this, but don't cover the radiators so that the thermostats can work properly. And then communal activities. I shortly mentioned Rentukka at the student village, so I think that will be an important place for those living at Soihtu. There are quite many common rooms. There are these club rooms you can book to study with your group or maybe have some small gatherings. And then there are like several clubs that gather once a week. For example, dance club and board game club. You can also start your own club if you wish to. We will offer spaces. And all activities are free of charge, and you can just go. You no need to like book beforehand anything, or you can just go. And we also have a pretty active tenants committee, which organizes events, and they wish to have exchange students to come to join the activities. They also have some budget to like organize events, so if you're interested in that kind of thing, you can present your idea to the tenants committee, and they will help to sort that out. And also, there is this info desk at Rentukka where you can loan items. You can loan a vacuum cleaner and other cleaning equipment. We have a slides and shreds if you want to go and enjoy the winter activities. All kinds of stuff you can loan and borrow for free. And I strongly recommend to join the Kortepuhe Discord channel. That's pretty active, and you can ask and discuss with other tenants there.
Yeah, and in course we have a tenant committee in each location, and they also have a certain amount of money each year to spend for the good of all tenants. So they also arrange a kind of game nights or whatever. It depends what this location wants to arrange. And then we have also Asuva, which is kind of a combined from all the tenant committees, and they might have like this kind of trips to IKEA or to some park or something. So it's good to keep an eye what they will offer and what you can then join in. They also have things that you can loan in each location, have different kind of things. For example, in Myllyjärvi, we just bought some vacuum cleaners, which are on this recycle room. And Ristoma also now has this recycling room. I don't know if there's anything yet there because it was just open, but it might be good to check if there is something you need to use. But keep an eye what is going on with the tenant committee and check from the course booking on your own location what they have there to offer. It might be, for example, in Ristoma, those common rooms are not listed there for booking because they are open for everyone all the time. Okay, exchange students have fixed term leases, so we have arranged with the university a certain amount of rooms, and we have an agreement that the period for exchange students is this. So you don't have to, or you can't actually change the dates. But if we have any degree students here, you don't have any ending day in your contract probably, and you have to give the notice with 1 calendar month notice time, which is explained here what it means. It's very difficult also for the Finnish students, we have just learned. And that should be given in written. We have forms on our web pages for that. But for exchange students, you actually don't have to do anything. It will work automatically. And then if you have problems, anything to ask about your lease, your rent, tenancy in general, you can send a message to course@course.fi or this asuminen@soistu.fi. And if you have something with the rent payment problems, then there is this Vuokrat for both for course and Soistu. This is the address which will go to the people who take care of the rent payments and collecting rent. In case you have the situation that your money is stuck somewhere, you have problems transferring the money or any this kind of problem, please contact this rent people before the due date of the rent. Because then we can help you out a bit. We don't send it forward. It will not automatically go to the company that will collect the rent from you and add their own fees. It will quite soon add, like, how much is it?
5, 10 euros, maybe.
Or maybe 20. Anyway, it's good for you to inform us beforehand if you know that you can't pay the rent in time. Just send us a short message. I'm sorry, my rent will be a bit late because of this and this and this. I will pay my rent on this and this date. Everything will be fine.
Yes, that's a good point. And we at Soihtu also hope that you contact us beforehand if you know that you will struggle with the payments. It's usually possible to make a payment plan and you won't have any extra fees to pay. If you contact us on time and we will arrange that. So please be brave and contact us beforehand. And now I know it may seem difficult at the time, but we are very understanding at that point and can arrange a payment plan then. Oh, that was our show there.
Okay, do you have any questions? Yes. Let's results. Yeah.
Yesterday I switched and I haven't received my card for the e-box and I called the maintenance and the man came and opened my door and today I got my receipt to pay the euro for that, but it's not my fault that I haven't received the card for coming in and taking out the keys. And do I need to pay for that or?
Could you please contact the customer service and they will sort it out with you? Yeah, thank you.
Okay, this is splendid. Everyone will know how the radiators work, how you will survive here. Remember to put your clothes on. Yes.
Radiator below the curtains and just beside the desk. Should I move them?
It's good to make some space for it, especially now on this weather.
Should I?
Is it cold in your room?
Yeah.
Okay, then I would try that. Okay, so this will be a really crispy 1 week for you here, but we know that you will manage, and then this is it's not gonna feel so cold after a few days, and it will be a bit warmer then. We hope you will enjoy your time here. Contact the tenant committees, take part of all the events that possibilities you have here. Use the sauna and if you have a chance, go and dip yourself to the cold water. It will feel great. Haven't done that for years, but should try that again. So enjoy your time here. It's nice that we have this real winter for you to experience. So have a nice time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, it's lunch break time, so go enjoy some food, enjoy the fresh, crispy air. Please, we're gonna continue at 1 p.m., so be back here by 1 p.m.
Kiitos. Kiitos, kiitos. Kiitos ja taas. Kiitos. Joo.
Ari, näistä varaan for me.
Yes, of course. You can everywhere. Yeah, everywhere in Finland. We didn't even think of that.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, we can mention it.
Yeah,
at some point.
Yeah, you can drink.
Make sure it's cold.
Yeah,
and it's clean and really good.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, I can't seem to log into the internet.
Try the GUIU student.
Which credentials do I use?
You're the credentials you use to log in into like CISO, Moodle, or student.
So as it stands, I've not been able to do any of the logins. I came just yesterday. So I've not done a lot of logins and registrations. So how do I go about some of these things?
Okay, you should have received emails,
yes.
Right? A lot of emails with a lot of instructions. So I think the most important one is to get your JYU credentials because you'll be able to log in with them to everything like the Wi-Fi, the CISO system, to register for courses.
Is there one point stop where I can go and have these in the cinema?
Yes. Do you have your tutor here with you?
Yeah, I think she's supposed to be Ona. She's Ona.
Ona. Okay. Ask Ona to take you to Digital Services.
Okay.
And they should be able to set you up like today. Like they should be open right now and there should be someone there now. So yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh. Where is Tina?
Tina Sabella.
Yeah.
Why? She's
actually my international coordinator.
Yes.
She's not here.
She's not here at the orientation.
Because I need to talk to her too.
Yeah, okay. You should either call or email her,
okay.
But I think email would be fastest
okay.
to get in contact
sure.
with her. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, 1 p.m.